Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Our entire area is under the threat of severe weather today and tonight. The National Weather Service says there's a possibility of severe thunderstorms, possibly some high winds, and even some tornadoes from the afternoon through the overnight hours. The good news is the system will bring us a little bit of badly needed rain, but it won't be enough to knock down the drought. The fire danger will be reduced today, but burn bans remain in place for Columbus County, as well as the entire state and our neighbors in South Carolina. High winds and very dry air could cause fires to quickly get out of control after the storm system goes through. Any outdoor burning can result in a citation and court costs, according to the fire marshal's office. As of Sunday, the Black Cove Complex fire in western North Carolina and South Carolina is the number one national priority wildfire. This designation is the first time in history for North Carolina. Bible City Councilman Josh Harris has announced his plans to run for sheriff. Harris is the third candidate to throw his hat in the ring, following Josh McPherson and Bill Rogers, who's the appointed sheriff right now. Harris was a sheriff's deputy and Lytle police officer who graduated basic law enforcement training at Southeastern Community College in 2011. Marion Flowers will serve 23 years in prison on federal drug charges. He was arrested after a joint investigation by the Sheriff's Office, Whiteville Police, and the State Bureau of Investigation in 2021. He has an extensive criminal history, including robbery and assault with a deadly weapon. See this story online for more. Governor Josh Stein and Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler on Thursday asked the federal government for a block grant to provide assistance for farmers affected by Hurricane Helene. Stein signed the Disaster Recovery Act of 2025 last week. Now, that earmarks $200 million in state money for farmers affected by last year's droughts, as well as the tropical weather we experienced here in the east. The bulk of that money is going to western North Carolina, but a substantial portion will go to farmers in the rest of the state as well. Democrats introduced a flurry of bills last week in hopes of making the crossover deadline between the State House and Senate. One bill would allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition at state colleges and universities. The in-state tuition equity bill would allow high school graduates without legal immigration status to pay in-state tuition. That's a saving of thousands of dollars every year. The bill is not expected to make it out of committee. Other bills included everything from designating an official hip-hop song for the state to rescinding state parental rights regarding transgender procedures for minors. Christian recording artist Stars Go Dim will perform in a special concert April 3rd at Chapin Pentecostal Holiness Church. Tickets are $12, or two for 20. Call 910-610-8165 for more information. Southeastern Community College, along with the city and county schools, will sponsor a career expo Friday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Businesses must register to participate. Lunch will be provided. Call 910-788-6239 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.